China's annual parliament, the National People's Congress, will finish today, and with it, Xi Jinping's remaking of the Chinese political system. Collective leadership has been left behind with a more centralised structure in place, giving all control to President Xi. So what will he do with that absolute power? Here's China correspondent Matthew Carney.
Human rights lawyer Yu Wenxun did the unthinkable in Xi Jinping's China. In an open letter last October, he criticised the president's totalitarian rule and called for immediate political reform and democracy. The next day, as he was walking his son to school, he was detained by security police and bundled into a van. His wife, Xu Yan, hasn't seen him since.
I'm very worried for my husband. No one can tell me what's happening. I can't see any hope for the future.
People in China are bracing themselves for another round of repression. And from today, Xi Jinping has a powerful new weapon. The National Supervisory Commission is a law unto itself and has the power to arrest and detain without charge. Foreign policy is likely to be much more assertive. Xi Jinping is now projecting China as a model for other nations to follow. Professor Stein Rengen from Oxford University says this is a dramatic shift.
Now that's a very new kind of language, an example of careless language of a leader who so far has been cautious.
Susan Shirk, a former China advisor to US President Bill Clinton and now professor at the University of California, says it's a direct challenge to America and the democratic world.
For decades, we've said that the U.S.-China relationship is different from the U.S.-Soviet relationship during the Cold War. We don't have this system competition global competition among political systems. But now Xi Jinping has kind of thrown down the gauntlet.
Professor Rengen says Xi Jinping will use his massive signature policy, the One Belt, One Road, a $1 trillion infrastructure project to enforce global dominance. 65 countries have already signed on.
This is the building of a huge structure of power. It is beneficial in that investments are spread around the world. But the cost of that benefit is that other countries get tied to China in the dependency of debt.
The biggest threat to Xi Jinping's rule could be a dramatic economic slowdown or financial crisis. Most Chinese accept Xi's new system because they believe it will continue to provide prosperity and stability. Take that away, and Xi's autocratic rule will be seriously questioned, if not toppled. This is Matthew Carney in Beijing for AM.